It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
I was just talking to my wife over our security cameras, which is always a little awkward.
It was awkward for all of us. I want you to know that.
I tend to forget that I'm always being watched when I'm at home, and I think it startles her when I hop on. I'm like, hey, what are you doing?
Get in the garage.
My gosh, you'd get punched when you got home. I'd be like, don't do that. Like, that's ooga booga booga. Freaky.
I just got to peek, you know, see what's going on in the garage there.
Keeping tabs.
Yeah, see if she's got some hot stud showing up at the house when I'm not there. You never know.
Ooh. You're like, what shovel the driveway.
You never know what would you do? Yeah, shovel the driveway, take the trash out. Yeah.
What would I do?
Continue the radio show.
I know, right?
You're professional.
We'd finish the show for the day. Yeah. Uh-huh. Then I'd probably go grab a drink afterwards.
Okay.
And start planning my next move. Hey.
Moving in with parents.
Right. Setting up hot dates and moving my things back to my parents' house.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up, Jeremy. It's time for a trending report. Katie Cat, what's going on locally? Actually, you know what? Before you do that, let's talk about those wins yesterday.
Oh, the wind.
Good night.
Man.
We were nutty yesterday. They closed down 93 out there to Boulder. I was watching some live cam footage of it because I'm a nerd. And you couldn't see anything. Whiteout conditions.
Yeah.
They had this RTD bus pull up and drop people off, and they were like, oh, they were getting blown away. Oh. Kept me up a little bit last night, just like hurricane winds.
I saw the blowing snow report and the closure of that highway, but I slept all the way through.
Did
all
you?
That. I did not wake up.
Are you
up.
A deep sleeper?
I am.
Okay. She's a basement sleeper right now.
And I was going to say, dang. In the basement, so I didn't hear any of the wind. But
that's
I woke
nice.
Up today, and from my car to the door here, it did mess up my hair, and that irritated me.
So I thought something was a little off with your wig this morning.
I was like, what is this wind?
It was sideways.
Apparently, it was all night.
Well, bad news. We've got more snow coming Friday and Saturday, at least 5 to 6 inches in Denver.
I don't like that.
Right now. I know.
No.
I know. They said 40% of the United States is covered in snow right now. Places down in Louisiana, in Texas, New Orleans.
Florida, I saw.
Florida.
Got hit with like 10
was getting snow. I had a buddy on Facebook who lives down there. He was posting video. He's like, it's like Michigan out here.
And it really does put the city on just a stop.
Standstill, right?
Yeah, nobody's doing anything because they don't know how.
Yeah.
They're like, what is this snow?
That's coconuts, man.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
The coconuts exploded.
Oh, what else about weather? Story out this morning saying that you don't need to warm up your car in cold weather either.
What?
Which I don't
know. No, we don't have the what are the old cars running on? Oh my gosh, what's the word? Of course I forget.
Puzzle it out.
Yeah,
engine block?
So,
no.
Heater?
No.
No, the carburetor.
There it is.
We don't have, like, you don't need to warm up the carburetor anymore unless you have like a jalopy from, 1968.
Apologies to everyone's driving jalopy.
Yeah. No, then just warm up your car.
When I grew up in North Dakota, we had to plug in our cars. So the fact that we don't have to start it just blows my mind right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to do that.
Yeah, the modern fuel injectors, I think, warm up within 90 seconds or something. So you're good to go.
But your car's
frozen. I still warm it up. I still do it, though.
They're not talking about the inside, like, the heat for you.
That's why
engine.
We do it, though. That's why
do it. That's remote start. Thank you, God. Yeah, that's great.
I got the heated steering wheel on my newest truck.
You're
game
so spoiled.
Changer.
No cold hands for you.
I have never had the heated steering wheel. I turn that thing on and I lay on it.
Do you, like,
I pull my pants down
it?
And lay on it.
Whoa.
It's so warm. Hmm. It warms up every part of my body.
That explains
why,
that.
Why did I
ticket.
Say that? That,
I know.
That was weird.
It's a little odd. It's okay. Moving on.
It warms up my booty cheeks like right off the bat, Katie.
The steering
you got
wheel
a visual?
Heater.
You got a visual?
That's just
slide
odd.
It right there in my crack and warm
oh
it right up.
Oh, my gosh.
What? Don't ever borrow my car.
No. That's never going to happen.
You're going to
want to
wash
on.
Your hands if you touch the steering.
Dude, you made me park it the other day. What happened?
No.
Sniffing your fingers?
No.
Ew.
Yeah, you
I will not be.
My gosh.
Katie, what else is going on locally? Quick, get
please,
us out of this.
For the
you
love
will
of
be
God.
Happy to hear the Panda Bandits have finally been caught.
Panda Bandits
yes.
sounds like a rap group.
I know. Well, they were, this is a funny story. It happened back in November, and they were smash and grabbing a bunch of gas stations. So they were taking a bunch of stuff, and the cops were looking for them. The problem was one of them was dressed up in a panda onesie, and they couldn't
brilliant.
Figure out what he looked like. I know. And it really just gives you those ideas, right? If you're ever going to rob something, There we go. Elmo onesie just what's
Nick
up,
Nick has
right?
a Care Bear onesie. I think I could probably fit in it.
Yeah.
She could rob places. You
she
and her
could
rob places.
You could rob places. But
the Care Bear Bandit.
Just so you know, they do a lot of investigating, and they're still probably going to catch you.
Probably
because
some panda
they
fingerprints.
Caught, yes, they caught the panda, left a little trail of eucalyptus leaves. I don't know what it was.
They probably
they
can pull anything,
him,
DNA off anything.
Yes.
Maybe a hair. You know, one single piece of hair fell off.
One panda hair.
Yeah,
one follicle.
Not from the panda, but from the robber.
Okay. Well, there's that. But anyway, they've been caught and arrested. And don't rob things while you're dressed up as a panda.
No more smash and grabs.
A panda. Okay, moving
Did
on.
Did you know I called my wedding night the old smash and grab?
Oh, gosh.
Poor Nicole.
I know.
This
like,
poor woman.
We are really like praying for Nicole after today's show. I just want you to know.
What's the big deal?
Between what you do with your steering wheel and everything else, like
smash and grab.
Poor Nicole.
Meow, smash and grab.
The
Dude, she's
going to
divorce you.
She is. Yeah.
Hey girl.
Maybe she'll head up to Aspen
I'm
to check out the X
you.
Games.
No. Oh, no.
How about that old smash and grab tonight? What you say about that? I'm gonna smash, and then I'm gonna grab.
And she's gonna scream.
I might mix things up. I might grab, and then smash.
He needs to stop.
I have no words.
I know. Like, when you do that.
Don't act like you're not turned on.
I'm not.
What else is going on locally, Katie?
For your wife. Oh, the X Games are going on in Aspen, and I'm so jealous. It starts tomorrow, goes through Sunday. If you're heading up to the high country, just be aware that the Popo are out. They're doing all the stuff, and the patrols are going to increase this weekend, as they should. There's going to be a lot of people up there in Aspen. So
probably a lot of potheads, a lot of potweed
so
going
many,
on with that.
So many potheads, but also just people having a good time. And, yeah, I wish I was one of you, but there you go. X Games in Aspen. And then this one's...
You know what that called my honeymoon night?
Oh,
I said, hey, baby,
no.
It's time to start those X Games.
I'll meet you at the top of Buttermilk
Triple
Mountain.
Triple X Games. Say Buttermilk Mountain.
That's where they're at.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bring that Buttermilk Mountain over here, girl.
I don't want to touch your Buttermilk Mountain.
Start them X Games.
Okay. Now I'm doing it.
Yeah,
poor
you're, like,
Josh.
You're joining in, Katie.
I know. I don't know why I'm encouraging him. I should stop. What would your personalized license plate say, Jeremy?
That's
I know. It can only be seven
there
letters.
It is.
Well, hold on. We could probably do that. Get.
L-E-T-S.
L-E-T-S. Get.
No,
that's
just
all you
get.
Get
in.
L-T-S-G-T.
And the letter N on.
Oh, yeah.
Get in on.
There you go.
Done and done. Is that right?
There
one,
you
two,
go.
Three, four, five, six. It would fit.
You're going to have to get it approved first because you do need to
pass.
Have a reason. Like when you ask for a personalized license plate, they make you give the reason. As
Sir,
to why
what
you
are
want
you
it.
Getting on?
And they,
the highway officer.
Obviously.
I'm merging.
The on ramp. But since 2018, the number of personalized license plates in Colorado have tripled. Can
Nerds.
You believe that?
Dorks.
Oh, every time I see one, I'm just like, it does tell you a lot about that person, though, and I think that I appreciate that. We did get a text from Daniela who said hers is Pizza Girl, and her parents owned a pizzeria for a long time. So
that's kind of good.
And that's what I said. I was like, that's one that I can get behind. So, but people must ask her for pizza all the time. That's got to get annoying, right?
You know what's annoying is
pizza. Can I have pizza?
You know what's annoying is being behind those cars and trying to figure out what it says.
Oh yeah.
And then you're not paying attention, and then the light turns green.
Exactly.
But you're like trying to puzzle out what the letters mean.
Total distraction.
I
absolutely.
Know. I will say I was looking at a green Bronco. I wanted a 4-door. Like they got a really nice dark pearly green. And Nick Nack said if I got that, I could do TMNT.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
All day long.
Yes.
Such a nerd.
And I was like,
you're
that would
nerd.
Be so good.
Yes.
Or I was thinking Ninja T for Ninja Turtle.
Or you could be Pizza Girl.
Or I could be Pizza Girl. Yes. Why
you
not?
Be Pizza Girl.
Katie, no. But
what
TMNT.
Is Pizza Girl? Is she part of the
No,
TMNT?
But they love pizza. Josh,
I've never seen the show.
Pizza.
I don't know.
I can't with you
just
sometimes.
Just put pizza on there.
Pizza boy.
They eat a lot of pizza with weird stuff on
it. Katie, I had friends and hung out with them. I didn't watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
It was before his time. Although they've been around forever.
Do you know about Turtle in a Half Shell? Homie?
I have noticed
Turtle
that
Power.
Josh really knows zero about pop culture.
Yeah.
I will say that. You know a ton about sports and other things.
I was like, what side of the station did I come over
from? I know.
You know sports, but anything pop culture today, we're like, do you know these No Doubt songs? He's like, who's No Doubt?
I had no idea Gwen Stefani was
talking about VH1 the other day. He's like, what's VH1?
I've never heard of
anything
VH1.
Pop culture. You know, you're also
You're the decade of pop culture ahead of me. If you want to talk about like Gen Z millennial pop culture, I got you all day long. I can tell you what a skibbity toilet is and what TikTok and Vine and all those things
were. We don't care about those things.
Because y'all are old.
Those are just social media platforms. Those aren't references. TikTok and Vine are just
Your pop culture
media.
Things are called pop culture references.
Who was the Ninja Turtles boss?
The rat.
Yeah, hey, what's
Grandmaster Oogway.
No.
Splinter.
What else you got?
Oh my gosh. Moving on. Let's talk about the
And I used to make vines. I'll send you some of my vines.
Yeah.
I made really good vines.
I TikTok all the time.
Who was just recently talking about bringing vines back?
You mean TikTok?
No.
Or Vine? Was there a talk to bring Vine back?
Yep.
Cool.
And Jeremy's in the know.
I'm in the know about
Vine. Who was
it? Elon Musk is talking about bringing Vine back.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Okay.
There's no point,
Katie. I do know things about Vine.
We're getting spicy today, which is perfect for the best Mexican restaurants in Denver. Yes, so this is according to the Yelp reviews of 2024, and they rated the top three. So coming in, bronze medal, Carnitas Estilio Michoacan. Why does I sound Japanese when I say that
doesn't
word?
Sound Spanish at
Michoacan.
All.
Michoacan? Yeah.
What's their signature dish?
Carnitas.
Oh.
Yes, man. Which I love.
How do we get them to bring some stuff in here into the studio?
I know. Mexican food all day.
Maybe
pronounce
their name right.
I know. That could be a start. Machete's Gourmet. Knock that out of the park.
There
coming
you go.
In at number two. And then I know how to say the number one spot in Denver. Hell's Tacos. I heard
Hills,
they're spicy.
Yes.
So top three Mexican restaurants in Denver and a new list. They do this every year, and these three restaurants are new on top for the first time. So that's pretty cool.
If you had a choice between Mexican food and Italian food, what are you going? Those are the two biggies for
me. That's tough.
I know that is tough.
Probably Mexican because fajitas are like my favorite food of all time.
I think I'm going Mexican as well.
Oh, see,
I'm
going to
go enchiladas.
I think I could smash a stuffed chicken marsala any day of the week, and that's what I think about immediately when I think of Italian food.
What are you doing?
Stuffed chicken marsala.
That's actually what I called knick-knack on our wedding night. She was my stuffed chicken marsala.
Did you stuff her with sun-dried tomatoes, too?
Don't ask that question.
So good.
Don't ask that question.
Katie, that's a very personal comment.
I'm sorry.
How inappropriate are you right now?
Gross.
Unbelievable.
Fresh mushrooms.
I would never. You know what? We've done so much nonsense on this trending report. I don't really have any time to talk about what I had.
Nope.
Yeah, right? Kind of ruined that with all your bedroom talk.
Netflix is raising their prices. One in every 15 American citizens is a millionaire now.
Okay.
Nurse is the most trusted profession again.
Yes,
people
as it
love
should
nurses.
Be.
People are uncomfortable with Billy Ray Cyrus and his performance at their Liberty Ball. Something
Agree.
Is wrong with him. And Justin Bieber is claiming that he was hacked and that one person went onto his Instagram and unfollowed two people, one of which was his wife.
Yeah, the other his ex-girlfriend.
Hacked. There you go. There's my part of it. Let's do this. Make your way to our Facebook page, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB. I've got clickbait for you. It's a great dad hack. This is such a dad thing. These videos are trending right now where dads take their favorite tarps and throw them down on the driveway or on the stairs outside, even over their vehicles. It snows. Dad goes outside, grabs the tarp, and pulls all the snow off.
Genius.
That's
everything
brilliant.
Is crystal clear. Perfect. That's an awesome dad.
That's so smart.
Yeah.
I know. Dads are the best, right?
They really are.
They really are.
We
That's
agree.
On our Facebook page, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.